Title: Titan Jungle Hoover Stab Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's tighten up a Jungle Hoover Stab, so it hits like a weapon at 170 BPM instead of turning into this flabby, smeary cloud that sits on top of your brakes. The whole idea today is, we're going to build one reusable instrument rack where the macros don't just change sound, they change behavior. Like, verse mode tight and disciplined, then fill mode wild for half a bar, and straight back into the pocket. All stock Ableton Live 12 devices. Step 0, set the scene so this makes sense musically. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Pull in a break or program a simple DNB grid. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Keep it rolling, but leave a bit of air, because the Hoover is going to be a rhythmic instrument here, not a pad. Quick mindset check, we're not trying to make the biggest Hoover ever. We're trying to make the Hoover land with the snare, and then get out of the way so the drums still feel fast. Now, let's make a Hoover source fast with Waveatable. Create a new MIDI track. Drop in Waveatable. Oscillator 1. A saw. Oscillator 2. Also a saw. Detune oscillator 2 just a bit. Around 10 to 20 cents. You want Hoover attitude, not trance super saw wash. Turn on unison and Waveatable. 2 to 4 voices is plenty. Amount around 20 to 35%. This is one of the big definition versus blur controls, so stay controlled. On the filter, pick LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere like 600 Hz up to maybe 1.5K. Add a touch of drive if you like, but keep it tasteful. We'll macro the cutoff later, so this is just a starting position. Now we build the stab behavior. The envelopes. First, the amp envelope. Attack basically instant. Like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release 50 to 150 milliseconds. The key is that 1/8 note patterns at 170 don't overlap and smear. Then the filter envelope. Route an envelope to the filter cutoff. Attack basically instant again, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Set the envelope amount so it barks when you hit the chord, not just gently opens. You're listening for that shape. Whack, then it backs off. That's the whole jungle stab read. Cool. Now we turn this into something playable with macros. Select Waveatable and group it into an instrument rack. Control G or Command G. Open the macro panel. And here's an important coaching note before we map anything. Macro ranges matter more than what you map. After you map, you'll spend 2 minutes only setting min and max values so every macro is sweepable during playback without ever wrecking the groove. That's the test. If the macro goes unusable at 80%, fix the range. Don't just be careful while performing. Macro 1 is tightness. This is the MVP. Map Waveatable's amp decay to macro 1. Set a range like 80 milliseconds on the tight end up to around 320 milliseconds on the loose end. Map amp release 2, maybe 30 milliseconds up to 160. Map filter envelope decay, like 80 to 260. And map filter envelope amount as well. Here's the creative part. Build intentional imbalance. When you tighten the stab, it should also feel more percussive, not just shorter. So as tightness increases, you can slightly change timbre. One easy move is reducing the filter envelope amount a bit on the tight end, or slightly bumping cutoff. Even tiny changes make it feel like an instrument control instead of a technical fix. Now macro 2. Tail or gate. This is your stay out of the drum pocket control. After Waveatable, add gate. Set return to 0. Attack very fast, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold 10 to 35 milliseconds. Release maybe 30 to 120 milliseconds depending on how snappy you want it. Map the gate threshold to macro 2, and map gate release to macro 2 as well. Why do we do this when we've already have amp release? Because once you start adding saturation and modulation, the tail grows again. The gate is your discipline device. It makes the whole chain behave. Macro 3. Bite. This is how you cut through breaks without turning harsh. Add saturator after the gate. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Start with drive around 2 to 6 dB and level match the output so you don't trick yourself with loudness. Then EQ 8 after saturator. Add a bell around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Boost maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. If it's boxy, optionally dip 250 to 400 Hz a little. Map saturator drive to macro 3. 0 to maybe 8 dB. Map the EQ bell gain to macro 3, like 0 to plus 4. One more teacher move here. Keep perceived loudness stable while performing. When you add bite, It often feels louder even if your meters barely move. So put a utility before your final utility and map a tiny gain trim inversely to byte. As byte goes up, utility gain goes down maybe 1 to 3 dB. Now your automation isn't fake building the drop by accident. The energy increase comes from tone and movement, not a sneaky level jump. Macro 4. Movement. Controlled modulation, not soup. Add auto filter. Pick a low pass mode, 12 or 24. Set an LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the amount small at first. Then add chorus ensemble, or if you want that older swirl, facer flanger. Keep settings modest. Jungle Hoovers can go facey really fast. Map auto filter LFO amount to macro 4, from 0 to moderate. Map auto filter frequency to like 600 Hz up to 3K Hz. Map chorus amount from 0 up to maybe 30 or 40%. The goal is, in your main drop, movement is low. In the last beat of a phrase, movement spikes, then resets. That's the classic fast music trick. Quick excitement, then back to discipline. Macro 5. Width, but mono safe. Put utility at the end. Width starts at 100. Map width from maybe 70% up to 140. Reality check. Clubs are mono-ish in the lows, so you want width that adds excitement but doesn't delete your stab when summed to mono. If it disappears when you hit mono, narrow the range. Don't fight physics. Macro 6. Rumble control. Low-mid cleanup on demand. Add EQ 8 before that final utility. Set a high pass, 24 dB slope, somewhere between 90 and 140 Hz depending on your bassline. Optionally add a bell around 180 to 320 Hz that can dip a couple dB when things get cloudy. Map the high pass frequency to macro 6, something like 70 Hz to 160. Map the bell gain to macro 6, from 0 down to minus 5 dB. This is composition-minded mixing. When a section gets heavier, you don't stop writing ideas. You just grab one macro and make room. Now let's write a pattern that actually rolls. Pick a minor vibe, F minor, G minor, A flat minor, whatever fits your tune. Try inversions, because you can create call and response just by changing voicing instead of stacking more tracks. A classic rhythm approach, offbeat 1/8 stabs, that skank feel, or a think snare conversation. A stab answers the snare, then leaves space. And for fills, you can tease triplets, but keep it sparse. If everything is fancy at 170, nothing is. Here's a performance tip that changes everything. Check timing with the snare, not the kick. Solo drums and Hoover. Nudge your MIDI notes a few milliseconds earlier or later until the brightest moment of the stab lands where you want. Slightly after can feel laid back and nasty. Slightly before can feel urgent and aggressive. There's no correct answer, but there is definitely a wrong one, which is floating randomly. Now automation, tight verses, wild fills. In arrangement view for your main drop sections, tightness up, so it's short and punchy. Tail or gate more aggressive. Movement low, width moderate, rumble control set so it's not clouding the kick and bass. Then for the end of phrase fills, like the last one or two beats, loosen tightness slightly. Add movement quickly, increase byte a touch, maybe widen a little, but be careful. And after you record some macro moves, simplify your automation curves. Jungle is energetic, but it's not constant micro wobble. You want deliberate gestures that reset hard, optional but powerful. Use macro variations for section identity. Save one variation called tight, centered, dry. Save another called loose, wide, moving. Then a third called chaos fill. Instead of drawing 5 automation lanes, you can automate variation changes and maybe one macro ramp. It's a super pro workflow because it keeps your arrangement readable. Now let's lock it to the drums with sidechain. Add compressor or glue compressor after your chain. Turn on sidechain, feed it from the kick, or even better, a ghost pattern that matches your groove. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction so the stab breathes around the drums. If you're doing fast 1/8 stabs, sidechain can be the difference between busy and rolling. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If your stabs are too long, they smear over the break. Fix with tightness and tail. If you go too wide, you'll get phasing and mono disappearance. Fix your width range. If you overdue saturation, the 3 to 6K range can mask your snare crack. Keep byte controlled and EQ if needed. If your filter is too low, you'll get woof without definition. Automate cutoff slightly higher on key hits. And if nothing changes over 16 bars, the Hoover becomes wallpaper. Use macros to create section contrast. Let's do a quick mini practice you can actually finish. Make a 4-bar loop with drums and bass. Write a 2-chord Hoover phrase. Bars 1 to 3. Tightness high, movement low. Bar 4. Loosen tightness a bit, add movement just for the last beat. Then bounce it to audio. Do a quick mono check by putting utility width at 0 on the master temporarily and adjust width and rumble control until it still reads against the break. If you want an extra edge later, you can resample the Hoover performance. Chop the best one shot and place it like a sampler accent. That's a classic jungle workflow and it gets you perfect stabs without losing the character of the rack. Recap to lock it in. You built a macro-driven Hoover stab rack designed for fast jungle and DNB. Tightness plus gate keeps it punchy and non-smeary. Bite plus movement adds energy for fills without wrecking the mix. Width plus rumble control keeps it club safe and bass friendly. And macro automation turns one sound into an arrangement instrument. If you tell me what your sub is doing, Reese, sign with harmonics, foghorn, whatever, and whether your Hoover is single notes, triads, or fifth chords, I can suggest exact high pass points, side ching release timing, and a couple voicings that stay aggressive while leaving room for the snare.